Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
It is just about that time of year again where we start thinking about New Year's resolutions. And so often people will be excited for about, what, 2 weeks, Andrea? And then they kind of fall off the wagon. So today we're going to talk about some tips and tricks to keep you motivated. Andrea, I'd love to hear in your experience, what has kept you motivated when it comes to New Year's resolutions?
Well, first of all, I want to talk about New Year's resolutions because it's so funny. For so many years, you know, I'd ask my friends, what are your resolutions? Oh, I want to eat better, or, you know, I want to change this or change that. And I didn't really have any resolutions, but you know what? I do this year. I have a resolution.
Cool.
And my resolution is I need to exercise more.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're just one of those naturally slim people. Okay, I get it. I'm exercising my butt off and it's still quite... Anyway, we won't get into that. Okay, so what are you going to do that?
Oh,
I mean,
stop,
I have some advice,
Lisa,
but I'd love to hear... what are you going to do to make this happen? To get yourself out
there
and exercise?
Well, I think one of the things I really love, I'm not really the go to the gym type of person. I mean, I'll do it and stand on a walk on a treadmill, but really what I love is yoga. And I know we had so many guests on this year, and I mean, it's been such a wonderful year on here on Radio MD, and I've really loved everyone we've spoken to and been really inspired by a lot of our guests. And one of the things that I know that I love to do, and we've heard a lot throughout the year, is, you know, just doing more yoga and meditation, and that's really where I want to go. So not necessarily, you know, the hardcore, you know, P90X type of workout, but really kind of just doing more yoga and more stretching and more, you know, meditation. So I don't know, to get motivated, I guess I would say schedule it in and make time for it, I think, at the end of the day, because I work a lot and I've got three kids and it's just, I find them always busy. So I think I just have to schedule it in like anything else.
Yeah, you really do. You know, I've been doing Pilates now for about 4 years, and I work with a Pilates instructor. But I got this Pilates machine, I would say, about 2 years ago, and I've used it like twice because I'm so used to going to see her, and I'm thinking, why aren't I using this? It's right here. It's fabulous. So I cleaned it up, and I got excited, and I went online, and I got some videos. And you know what? If you find something fun, you know, stop using your exercise machines to hang your clothes on. I mean, so many of us do that. And you've got to get excited. So treat yourself. Maybe get like a new outfit or something. And don't wait. This is my advice. Don't wait until you like you're a certain size. Because one of the things that I find troubling is that a lot of women or men, especially women, they'll say, well, I'm not going to get the cute exercise outfit till I'm 20 pounds thinner. Well, like, just get a cute exercise outfit and you can still work towards your goal. Why do you have to like deprive yourself and wait? Just feel good all the time. Then you're going to be excited to put it on. You're going to want to get on that machine and you're going to want to work out. Don't you think? I mean, at least for me, I love workout clothes and it motivates me.
100%. And I also goes back to, I remember watching Oprah years ago. She's like, don't wait to use your beautiful china. Just use it every day. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
For that rainy day, right? So it comes down to the same thing. And I know you, Lisa, this year got a walking treadmill, a treadmill desk, right? I know that was something you did to incorporate more exercise. So are you still loving it?
I do love it. I do love it. You know, it's funny. I don't use it as much because I had a leg injury. So I've been in PT, but I'm going to start using it more again. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting right now. But I do really enjoy it. And it does make a difference. And any little thing that you can do. You know, another thing, too, is to actively engage yourself. For example, in the great challenges on Naturally Savvy, where you're actually given a task. I think if you're just like, what am I going to do? I know I should do this. But Andrea, tell us about the challenges, because I think when you have something you can do, you're going to be more apt to actually go out and look in your fridge and read your labels and figure it out versus just with no guidance. So talk to us about these.
Well, it's so interesting that you say that, because when we were, I mean, this is 3 years in the making, these challenges that we just launched. And people would always say to me, hey, Andrea, come to my house. Just tell me what to eat. I don't want to have to do any work. Just tell me what to eat. And what I found is that a lot of those cases is people would fall off the bat, like off the wagon, just like you said, right? So I think that really, in order for change to happen and really stick, we have to do the work. And I don't care what anybody says, but we have to do the work, whether it's emotional work, whether it's physical work, whether it's changing what we eat in our cupboard, we have to do the work and learn what to do. So what we did with these challenges is that we created three steps. And each step, basically, one for step one has a quiz, super easy. Step two, you're actually going into your cupboards, your kitchen, cabinets, your fridge, and you're looking for products that have ingredients that are not healthy for us, that are actually could be harming us. And then step three is we're showing you what those healthier alternatives are. And I was listening to a radio show lately, and what they were saying about people who are given challenges is that unless they have some type of motivation, again, they do the challenge and then they forget about it. Whereas in this case, our challenges are very motivating because A, you can also get coupons after, you can get free samples after you finish a challenge. Mm-hmm. And then you're also, you have the incentive to feel better and make a difference in your life and get healthier. So I think that's what makes ours so unique. And they're free. So anybody can go to our website and sign up for it. And they're just, you have to do a little bit of work, but the work is going to pay off in the long run.
Yeah, but it's fun. You know, I took some of them and I actually did really well in terms of not having those ingredients, but it was still neat to go through the process and see what it was like. Tell us the exact challenges that you have.
Yeah, and they are. And by the way, thanks for saying that, is that they're all fun. We can't do anything in not making it fun because then nobody's going to want to do it, right? So it's totally fun. Easy to do, and there's videos, so you can watch me in action. Instead of me being in your house, I'm now, you know, on your screen in your home, and it's really easy. So basically, there are 10 challenges that you could choose from that we launched with this year. There's the Scary 7, which for those of you who are loyal, regular listeners, you know we talk about those a lot, which are high fructose corn syrup, trans fats, MSG. So for those people who think you're avoiding MSG by not seeing the words monosodium glutamate on a label, you actually could be getting it 40 different ways. So that's a really good challenge to take if you have any type of reaction to MSG. Artificial sweeteners. If you're still drinking diet soda, or let's say your mom or your dad or your sister or your best friend is still drinking diet drinks and you know how bad it is for them, send them our challenges, because these challenges not only for you guys, but they're for people that we care deeply about. So here's our opportunity to say, hey guys, I love you. Why don't you take a Naturally Savvy challenge and get rid of that diet soda once and for all? Because we know aspartame converts to formaldehyde before it exits our body. So that's a really good challenge for people who are still eating artificial sweeteners and thinking it's safe. And then we go into preservatives. We also have an omega-3 challenge that we talked about. And then we also have a gluten-free challenge. So there's 10 in total that you can choose from.
Yeah, they're really awesome. You know, another thing that I did that I've started early as a resolution is I want to start cooking more. You know, I mean, I'll make a chicken and I'll have a yam and a salad because I'm pretty paleo. I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of healthy fat, and some grass-fed meats. And that's pretty much my diet, and some dark chocolate. And so I was, you know, sick of complaining, being like, oh, I eat the same thing every day. I'm so sick of it. So I got some cool paleo cookbooks and I went online, and all of a sudden, like I mentioned this in another interview, I'm making these cool paleo pumpkin pancakes, and then I don't feel left out when my family makes regular pancakes. And instead of sitting around moaning about what I can't eat, I've been proactive and actually making things that my whole family will eat. And then I don't have to make two separate meals. And so it's like finding what works for you, what makes you feel good, and, you know, get your favorite music, you know, do a little dancing in between stirring up the stuff you're cooking and make it and Andrea's dancing now.
Dance.
You gotta
woo!
Make it fun. Make a little love. Yeah, you gotta make it fun, right?
It's all about fun. At the end of the day, it's all about fun. And I love that you say that about the recipes, because I'm the same way. And I really am trying to cook more. And that was my resolution actually last year. So I didn't tell the truth. I did have a resolution last year. Cook more.
And how did
so
it go?
I did. It went really well. In the summer, not so good. But during the winter, I really cooked a lot more. Every Sunday I cook in the winter because I really work late during the week. But I was cooking a lot more in the summer. So, no, it definitely went well. And I agree with you. Make something that you're going to eat. And if you're, for those of you who are going out to holidays and during this holiday season, make something at home and bring it with you. You know, if there's something that you know that you're not going to be able to eat at the party, bring your own. And that's what I do, is I just literally will bring something that I know I'll be able to eat. I don't know, good or bad, but it just works for us. So anyways,
yeah,
Lisa, loved chatting today. And
so
I want to wish you a happy, healthy new year and healthy holidays. And we love this show and I love having you as a co-host.
Oh, ditto, honey.
I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. If you'd like to learn more about Naturally Savvy's challenges, visit naturallysavvy.com/challenges and start taking one today. It'll really change your life. Thanks for listening, everyone. Happy holidays and stay well.